Keith Mills, Brett Hollander with Dennis Pitta. And Dennis, before we talk about your big touchdown and the offensive explosion in the last three quarters, what was it like for you to be a part of some Baltimore history today with number 52 out there for the last time at home? What was that like?
Oh, man, it was a, you know, it was a special day, you know, for Ray, for our team, for this organization. I'm just happy to be a part of it, you know, to be able to look back down the road and say I was a part of, you know, this game, Ray Lewis's last, you know, hurrah here in Baltimore is special, and it means a lot. And, you know, I'm just glad we were able to get a huge playoff win for him here.
What was it like when he was on that last play on offense? First time he's ever been on offense in a game in his career.
Is that right?
Yeah, how about that?
I know. I look back and I see him jogging on the field. And
Joe should have pitched it to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need to get him a touch in that situation, not just kneel it. But, you know, it's cool. And, you know, what a great win. And it's just a lot of fun day for us.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you, Dennis, what really jumps out to you when you look at the stat sheet for the Ravens on offense today, really balanced. Really, two guys ran the ball quite well today. You had those two Rice turnovers. Had those not been, already the Ravens had 441 yards of total offense in a playoff game. Tough to do. And only 22 minutes of possessing the ball.
Yeah. You know, I think when we had the ball, we executed well, and we had some big plays. You know, Anquan was making plays all over the field. You know, if it weren't for a couple turnovers like you mentioned, I think, you know, there's a lot more points up on the board. And so, you know, we feel good about what we did offensively. There are certainly things to learn from and improve. And, you know, I like where we're at going into next week.
Second half, Joe was just telling us that saw some things, what they were trying to do defensively in the secondary, squeezing some things, thought you guys could run by him on the outside. Anquan catches that 46-yard pass right before your touchdown, a couple of plays before your touchdown. Seemed to, like, take a whole, I don't want to say pressure, but, man, everybody seemed to really energize after that play out there, looked like.
Yeah, that was a huge play. You know, Joe threw a great ball to Anquan right in stride,
man.
And, you know, got us down the field and in position. And, you know, that was at a critical point in the game, too, where we had a chance to kind of open it up a little bit. And, you know, huge play and resulted in 7 points later on.
Yeah, who caught that?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Take us through that play, because Joe said Dwight Freeney came on a stunt and was free in the middle, and he stepped up, and you got it. You, I don't know if you saw Joe, but you worked your way free, and then Torrey gave you a pretty good block on that, huh?
Yeah.
Take us through that play.
You know, Joe he got flushed out to his right, like you said. I think Freeney came free up the middle, and so he did a great job of keeping his eyes downfield. And, you know, I'm on kind of a shallow route on that anyways, and so I'm, you know, kind of running right with him as he scrambles out. And you know, there was a nice little void there, and he put the ball right on me, and I turned it up, and, you know, was happy to see Torrey finally blocking for me, and I was able to kind of put it in the end zone.
Dennis, put us inside the Ravens locker room after the game. What was it like, the emotions?
Oh, man, I mean, there's no better place to be than in a, you know, in our locker room after a big win.
In a winning
like
NFL locker room.
Yeah,
after
a
playoff win.
Yeah, I mean, a huge win, and it meant so much to so many people. I mean, you think of guys like Jim Caldwell, who, you know, coming from Indianapolis last year, and what a big win for him. And, you know, obviously Ray Lewis. And, you know, Ray got one of the game balls and, you know, had an unbelievable speech for us and thanked a lot of people around the organization. And a special moment and a lot of fun to be a part of.
I can't imagine Ray Lewis having a speech after a game like that. That's pretty epic.
Yeah, we weren't anticipating it at all.
All right, last question. Obviously, not a whole lot of time to enjoy this with the Ray, the 24-hour rule, I guess. And then you have to get ready for a real good team, obviously, on the road with a great quarterback. But it's the playoffs. I guess there would be no other way, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's playoff football. You know, you got to – it's late in the season, and, you know, you like a little recovery time, but sometimes you don't get it. And, you know, we got to turn around and play Saturday against a good football team and a team that, you know, handed it to us when they came out here.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, that's going to – you know, resonate within us this week, and we know we got to come out and have a great week of preparation and be able to play a lot more cleaner than we did last time we faced them.
Yeah. Hey, sick Paul Kruger on, man. He has been a beast. He's tough to block, isn't he?
He was unbelievable today.
Ooh, three sacks and then a lot of pressures. Hey, Dennis, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Brady, big touchdown catch in the third quarter as the Ravens took a 17-6 lead at that point, go on to a 24-9 win. Brett and I'll be right back.